This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ready for the Friday, which is known as uLwesihlanu kwabanye bakuthiwa Zim Fry. So it depends ukuthi ke iphakathi lakho lihleli kanjani basho kanjalo. It's a talk show. I'm not going to change anything. We're just going to dive right into it. Anghambi ngedwa ke. For the first time against the talk show. Before that, as pile pants, got this lalu zingumalo, naega u dala tukzin funky killer shakes, no less no MK production, but awe ma, a beautiful one by a beautiful sister. And before that, we gave you Dua Lipa with Illusions. It's also a beautiful, beautiful way to start a campus talk show. This is where we get to sit, converse, and talk about everything student related, anything that troubles us as students. We're giving each other advice on the way forwards and everything related to that. So, nginayeke osiswethu kuthiwa usithandwa sethu Mampuru. We also have Mr. Sibonga Gonke Zikalala. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Niyaphila.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, let's be free. We are all students. Which year are you doing?
I am doing my second year with diploma in accounting.
Oh, wow. You also
same.
Okay, I'm also doing accounting, but I'm doing my third year.
Okay.
So we're in the same capacity. Sanusaba, guys. Let's be free. Let's breed. Let's try to, you know, be one. You understand? So we had the privilege of attending EEE Lentektiwa Isopha debate, which took place on I think Tuesday, which was the 3rd of March, APMB, which was at KZN Legislature. It was a very fun event for people. I'm not a political person. I had the best time of my life. I got to hear things that normally people wouldn't get to hear, and there are things that people don't get used to. So according to you, if you were to tell maybe our age mates, what is a SOPA debate in according to you, not according to what you saw? What is a SOPA debate, and how was it for you? How was your first experience? Because I feel like that was the first experience, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I would say a SOPA debate, it's a basis of different political parties' opinions.
Okay.
As you know, that in South Africa, it's democratic.
Mm-hmm.
So the premier presented the SOPA, then the other political parties, they share their thoughts on what the premier was supposed to say and the strategies the premier that was supposed to lay down.
Mm.
My experience was very insightful. Being inside the legislature allowed me as a student to see how things actually work in the outside world. Thank you.
How was it for you, my sister?
For me, it was pretty interesting because it is, first of all, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for some. And to be at such a place, at such a respected place at this age, for me, it's more than a blessing enough. And I did learn a lot. The environment was different. The energy was different. The aura was different.
So would you give like advice to us youngsters to attend such events? And if you were to tell us, maybe give us insight to Guti, I am inviting you guys to such events, what would you say to our age mates?
Based on my opinion, I would say I wouldn't even ask you to attend. I would force you to attend such events.
Yes.
Because there you get to learn. You get to see yourself in another position.
Yes.
Like me being there, I saw myself being in a better state or in a better position of myself in 5 years based on what was being said or being talked about there.
Yes.
So nje ngingasho ukuthi mntomnya black child.
Sambeni.
This is the opportunity to shine, opportunity to strive. Because, you know, being there opens opportunities for you. You wouldn't know what on that day specifically would happen.
Yes.
Sunji.
Nah.
Yes.
And, okay, Mina, most importantly, besides everything, the information that was shared, I really enjoyed rubbing shoulders with the ministers and the premiers. It was a great experience, I won't lie. I got to hear things that you normally wouldn't hear being talked about on the news. Normally, Indaba tend to cut some important things out. And I got to experience a whole new side of politics,
that's
right? They were conversing, and you know, normally debates, it's the back and forth, right? But I don't know if I'm the only one who noticed it. When this side, I won't say which political party, there was this side. I was sitting on the left when you enter from the front. And they were so quiet, right? Yes. And then these ones were so rebellious.
Even singing.
You know, they were so rebellious. And I'm like, so this is what like happens on a day-to-day in parliament, you know? So to experience that live, it was so amazing, you know? They were not fighting per se physically, but it was just a fight of knowledge, resources, us having to serve the country more than you guys. So for me, I'd say as youngsters, I feel like it's very imperative that we attend such events. They're very insightful. We get to question what's okay because of this, because of that, the percentages, the statistics. I have questions on that. So you get to be given an opportunity, Guti, this is what I want to know. You know, this is what I feel should be said, you know. So it's basically you not representing you as a person, but your peers.
Yeah, bo. Yeah, that's true. And might I also add that while you're sitting there, Pella, we're not allowed to speak.
Yes.
In the gallery.
Yes.
We're supposed to be very, very quiet. But it just this thing that comes upon you to just wish that you could say something right
yes,
now.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
There's just this something ignites in you. It makes you want to say, but why aren't they talking about this?
Yes.
You know, they should talk about this. I think that this was left out. This was neglected. This should be added, you know. And you as a student with your own point of view, you come with them and you just want to be there. You just want to be in the forefront.
Yes.
You just want to say something.
Yes.
Not for you, but for everyone else.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of people who don't have the same voice and the opportunity that we have. Maybe they're thinking of the same thing that we're thinking of, but they just don't have the platform. So for me, that was that was the thing for me. I just wish I could just jump up there and be like,
yes. So besides us being late and everything, we caught a few speeches said by different people. Who is that one particular person who said something that you feel like you align with, and what was that?
I think I won't say the name.
Yes.
But can I say the political party?
No. We don't want to seem biased.
Right. Okay. But for me, I'm not going to lie. For most of the time, and it's very unfortunate that I have to say this, but I was kind of disappointed in the manner in which some of the political leaders spoke.
Yes.
You know, because you would think that a parliament, it's a place that has so much history and that you ought to respect the place. And so when certain things or certain remarks were made during their speeches, it just hit different. And I just questioned, what is this how it usually is?
Yes.
Like, is this how they usually do things? Yeah, that was, I don't know, it just did something to me. It just wasn't it.
Nah. So for me, I feel like Dr. Biela. I had to cram this name. Dr. Biela. I think he was the second last person to stand up right before the premiere. He mentioned something about when these gatherings happen, there's always this thing, Oguti, it's more volume than it is people providing evidence.
Yes.
It really hit home for me because when I noticed the setting, it's noises everywhere.
Yeah.
But nobody is actually providing evidence. Oguti, this is what we've done and this is what we're still going to do. So, hey, I took that quote and it's still stuck with me to a point whereby I also have this thing, Oguti, I'm a very loud person. So I need to calm everything off. In that grace, relax. Relax and try to provide and produce evidence rather than you always, all the time, it's noise, you're making noise, you're loud like that.
That's true.
So Dr. Biela really stuck with me. And I feel like, guys, to people that do not attend such events, you guys are missing out.
Yeah.
They are literally missing out.
Yeah.
So it's just a plea to everyone out there. Guys, if there's such events that present themselves, take the privilege to go learn, take the privilege to go sit and converse also, because at some point you guys go out with the ministers and then there's conversations that take place. So it's how fortunate Ntambe or how brave you are to start a conversation maybe with the premier and ask him, Oguti, based on what you said, I have a question on that. So it is a very, very, very beautiful setting. I will not lie. besides you get the numbers that we got, you know, and having to sit with other people, sharing insights. And I remember you conversed when we did the, what do you call it?
The thing, reflection.
Yes, when we did the reflection, yeah. I remember you voicing out your observations and having other people observe and voice out their observation. It just shows that we are very strong youth. We are filled with a strong thinking capacity. The only problem that we have, we're not given a platform to voice everything out, right?
True.
Yeah. Guys, continue the conversation on our social medias at MET Radio across all social media platforms. This includes Instagram, TikTok, and your Facebook at MET Radio and at MET Radio Official on TikTok. The number is 0681608832. 0681608832. Siyabuya.
You're listening to MET Radio.
Get ready, MET family. There's a fresh wave hitting the airways. It is bold, it is bubbly, and it is bringing nothing but the heat. Introducing your new host, Maleshwane Grace Ramukaelo. I am confident, vibrant, I've got the personality that lights up the whole studio. And I'm now taking over your Fridays with the MET Radio Podcast, airing every Friday right after it drive Yase Kempasini. Only on your favorite campus radio station. Expect real conversations, laughing out moments, trending campus topics, unfiltered opinions, special guests, and student voices. If you love good energy, hot discussions, and a host who keeps it real while having fun, then this is the new Friday tradition. MET Radio, shape and own the future.
You're listening to MET Radio. Shape and own your future. You're listening to MET Radio. Honesty matters at MUT. If you see theft or corruption, don't stay silent. Report it anonymously at 0800-228-999. You're listening to MET Radio. Shape and own your future.
Thank you.
one by Sam Deep, Napo Buche, featuring Mano Barishela. The time is 32 minutes before the top of the hour. You're still tuned to the talk show, the Campus Talk. It is known as the Campus Talk. You're still tuned into MET Radio Shape and Own the Future with myself, Malishana Grace Ramukayela, Waningen Omosutu. Usa konaga ustandwa setu. Banasubonga gonke. We're still holding it down with a beautiful conversation of Isopa Date ebegade si attendile, which was on Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2025. Yes, 26. Oh my God. Ngisese in the last year. Guys, please forgive me. You know, academically, yeah, it's not going well for me. It's not going well for me. Ngibambe ngamapex washing line. So, yes, we talked about the introduction of Isopa and how it is fruitful to our youth and our peers, how we... let us enjoy such moments, you know. Let us be a force of nature with regards to such events. Let us show face. Let us demand uguti things align with our youth. Because there's a lot that we want to do. It's just that our resources are very limited, you know. So... I want us to talk about the SOPA debate as a whole. What happened, the actual talks, you know. One thing that caught my eye, and I feel like, usibonga gonke, right? You spoke about it, Lapaguma Reflections. And it's one thing that I didn't actually notice until you spoke about it, because there was a lot happening, Lapana. There was a lot of technical issues. Hey, there were a lot of breaks, you know, people were interrupting each other. It was just like a facade of, you know, busyness, you know. You spoke about how in one of the speeches said by a political member, the issue of the youth, the statistics do not align because one, the population in is plus minus 12 million, right? And then Tina, the youth, unemployment, it's 1 million and more. Because on a day-to-day, people graduate, you know. And then, koloyo 1 million, only 50-something K jobs were created. What is your insight or perspective on that?
Well, the premier spoke about a net gain of 54,000 new jobs.
Mm.
Then I sat down and did my research. I found that in cases, it's in more than 1 million people are unemployed.
Mm.
And I was like, how do you stay in your office as the premier and say, I have recorded 54,000 new jobs?
Mm.
And then you do calculations. You see it's less than 6% of the entire unemployed population.
Mm.
And you come to a SOPA and be proud of that.
Mm.
How do you be proud of that is mm-hmm. a premier. So my question was, out of these 54,000 new jobs, how many of them were permanent jobs?
Mm.
How many of them were from informal sectors? Because you know that the informal sector plays a major role in employment here mm-hmm. in KZN.
Yes.
Mostly in South Africa as a whole, mm-hmm. beside KZN. So my question to the premier would be, out of these 54,000 new jobs, how many were permanent and what are your plans in expanding them? Mm. Maybe to make them 100,000, at least 10% of the entire unemployed population of KZN. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very beautiful question. To the office of the premier, the question is, how many? You know, I caught your question and then I lost it. How many or should, what are his plans to increase the populace,
the
populace of the unemployed people? What are the plans or the implications or the implements that he's planning to do to increase the populace of unemployed people to become employed? Right, a very beautiful question, and I hope the premier's office is listening, and we are yet to expect an answer. Right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So, what's that conversation that you caught up in the whole SOPA debate? What conversation caught your eye in everything that was spoken?
I think there was a lot of talk about the infrastructure.
Yes.
And I think that's one positive thing I can say about the province of KZN.
Yes.
Is that they truly are building, rebuilding the roads. They are fixing the potholes. You know, while we were on our way to Pietermaritzburg, you just saw construction workers on the road. So I don't think necessarily that everything is all bad. There is some good. So there is something that they're doing correctly.
Yes.
There is something that they're doing right.
Mm.
Yeah, I think as much as we would look at, you know, there's a lot of negatives that are happening. There's a lot. And those people should be held accountable.
Yes.
But let's also look at the bright side, you know, because the bright side, it gives us hope.
Okay.
We do need to see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the day.
So I beg to differ in terms of the infrastructure things. Mm-hmm. Last year, when I was doing the afternoon drive show, there's a segment where I did traffic updates, right? And normally there was this one thing that used to pop up. That infrastructure that we saw there, that development whole thing, roadworks and shenanigans.
Yeah.
It started, I think, the year before that, late 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We went into 2025. It was supposed to be done by the 27th of October, 2025, right?
Yeah.
And mind you, if you saw, it seems like they're starting. It hasn't started like since 2024. So for me, I feel like it's a waste of resources.
Okay.
You know, the money that is supposed to be used somewhere else is now being used on something that is supposed to be done in a long time, you know. So I feel like they tend to waste imali on things that are, they prolong processes to finish things, you know, because Leo Malileo could be used somewhere else, you know, in institutions. They could do donations in institutions, in schools. Yes, it's not a provincial matter, but I feel it could be used in other sectors. Because, mind you, Basib and the SIP budget got 2024, 2025, and they're entering Pataka 2026. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bo? So it's like prolonging processes and wasting resources. And another thing that I noticed was the issue of, what's this thing? You know, it's at the top of my head. And I was talking about it, I think, this morning. You know, it's literally at the tip of my tongue. I was talking about it. Yo, like, I literally forgot it. But I missed the whole conversation. Oh, yes, yes. As I was watching the news last year, one thing I can say I'm proud of, it was the project cleanup. I think that's what they called it. During November and December, where I saw on the news constantly, they made this area tourist safe, right? Police were everywhere across Etegwini and Emma Beach. So in that department, I'd say big ups to them, because they really did what Linda Batebazoyens, right? So other than that, I feel like I'm just going to say big ups to them just in that department. Because they were boasting about infrastructure, the mining industry,
and
all of that. And when you look at it, it's like things that do not affect us.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are talking about things that are far-fetched, when you can just be talking about things that could impact us in a good way. I'm not saying the mining industry doesn't impact, because Vela Bazali Basebenza Mama Inanan, but things that are supposed to implicate the youth more than anything, I don't think they prioritize us that much.
I agree with that point. I'll just go back to the first point that you made about infrastructure, that they've been pushing the same project from 2024 into 2026. I think then the question should be, where in the management sector or their section, is there a gap?
Yes.
Because somewhere, somehow, there is a procedure. It can't just be people working and they're working just by themselves. They're employed by someone.
Yes.
Someone has to be accountable for those people.
Mm.
They know that at a stipulated time, they should be finished.
Yes.
And so those people, the people in the higher hierarchy, they should be held accountable in that regard.
It's a very nice conversation, you know. It is very eye-opening, because we tend to pick up things that are not necessarily noticed, yabo. And there's also one thing that I saw. this thing of legislative oversight, right? I always had this question, Guti, how will the opposition parties ensure, Guti, the premier's policy priorities are translated into tangible outcomes? Yeah, bo. There's a lot of back and forth.
Yes.
It's like there are, like, I want Izwilami Zwagale Pezugwa, you know?
That's what they do the most.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, I hear you saying this, but what about what I'm saying? It's not for the future of the people. It's that my political party did this.
I'll tell you something. We were just talking about that. That it was the debate itself.
Yes.
It looked as though it was more of a competition amongst the different
yes.
parties.
Instead of it being for the people.
Exactly. It's like they're withholding, you know, the opposition parties, they're withholding the ideas.
Yes.
It's like for when we get elected, only then
we'll execute.
Will we execute
yes.
such ideas? You know, we're not going to wait for this party or for this ruling party right now to be the ones to take our decisions. No, the people need to know that this was made by me.
Yes.
You know, and I think, Uguti, when you have that mentality, the agenda is no longer about the people. It's about my party. It's about what I can do when once I know you vote for me first and then
I'll do it.
And then I'll do it. I don't think that's a good mindset.
It's not whatsoever.
No.
It's a very tough one because this thing of pushing agendas, it is ongoing. And yeah. it seems like it's not going to end anytime soon. They are still continuing this thing, Uguti. Wait for me until I get to, you know. And one thing that has caught my eye, I don't think if it falls part of the conversation, but this thing of the statues that were unveiled on the same day.
So much money wasted.
Yes, on the same day of the SOPA debate. There's already Mandela statue is everywhere.
22 million rands.
Mandela statue is everywhere in South Africa.
Yeah.
Don't you think the money could have been used for something else?
For education, for health. For,
you know,
isn't it legal?
I really wish I could have these people here, and I have a lot of questions
for them.
I have
like,
a lot of questions.
I just wonder who allocates these budgets. I just wonder who is the person that says, all right, we're going to put 20 million, 22 million
for
statue. We're going to put only 2 million for the clinics. We're going to put only this amount for this.
Then we're going to take $1 billion for the parks. You know?
And for our...
Yay, for you!
Yeah.
You get?
Yeah.
Hey, Fetu, I also have the same question. Hey, it's a tough one. Continue the conversations on our social medias. It's Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at MUT Official. The number is 0681608832, and you can call us live on 031-907-7194.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
Thembekile's parents always supported her dreams at MUT.
Imani Business Advisory Services reminded them to pay my fees monthly. Monthly payments ensure I can graduate on time.
Pay your fees monthly. It's the right thing to do. For any concerns, contact Ms. Spongile Mzizi at 031-907-7470 or Ms. Thulile Qele at 031-907-7176. MUT makes it easier for you to pay your fees.
You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
Umsindo isiteshi sakho phakathi elokishini.
MUT Radio. Shape and own the future.
We'll be right back.
CJ Jazzworks Utukotela Nayo Amos Bati Abononda. But the time is exactly 15 minutes before the top of the hour. You're still tuned into MET Radio Shape and Own the Future with myself, Malishona Grace Ramukaelo, Eling Wanangana Mosotu, right here on the talk show, better known as eCampus Talk. We're still holding it down with the conversation, yes, upper debate with Usbonga Gonke, Zigalala Naye U, Standwa Setu, Mamburu. Hey, what's up, Huba, in KZN? Razamaribua di puo za batu. Oka chan ribua puo za borune.
Too much.
So, you guys come from... Okay, before we get into the department, there was a talk on entrepreneurship, right? And I feel like a lot of people don't have insights on this. Uguti, entrepreneurship, you don't have to start on making profits and stuff. It starts from the depth of as simple as volunteering, right? I personally am a volunteer in a lot of departments like Skoleni. I do fundraising and development. I do MET campus health services. I am also an accounting mentor. I do radio. I do a lot of things, right? And you guys come from a specific department called CEAD. It is a tongue twister for me. It's community development and...
It's community engagement and development.
Yes. What is CEAD? How would you guys describe it?
Firstly, before I answer your question,
yes,
I would like to shout out to Dr. Shozi.
Yes.
Mam Tobile Mama T.
Yes.
Tobile Dudu Bill at CEAD. And
yes.
Prof. Mandlini.
Okay.
The brains after the CEAD.
Yes.
Well, CEAD, it's... CAD, there's a lot I can say about CAD. Mm-hmm. CAD, I can say it's a department that opens opportunities,
yes,
for you that you do not see currently, but in 5 years' time,
yes,
you can see them. Because student volunteerism is one of the most important things.
Yes.
And that's what they are doing at CAD.
Mm-hmm.
It's a volunteerism department. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, on a day-to-day, or maybe let's say on a month basis, what does it look like for a CEAD student volunteer?
So usually we come in on Saturdays,
okay,
upon request from the team CEAD. And what we mainly are doing is assisting our lecturers with the matric STEM classes.
Okay.
So you have students from MLAZI coming in here on Saturdays,
mm-hmm,
and learning or being educated by AMA lecturers, wakona like her.
Okay.
But there are also AMA lecturers from outside.
Okay.
Right. We have the classes La CCAD by Seme Hall.
Okay.
And we also have one by A North Campus.
Okay.
They're two different programs. But because Tina, we fall under ECAD, we're facilitating and we're helping in all of the programs. So basically we are just helping to make sure that the kids are okay, that they are still understanding what the lecturer is saying.
Okay.
We make sure that they are paying attention, that there is not too much noise in the class. Mm. And that's basically what we do. But we also have other activities in between.
Mm.
The more fun stuff.
Yes.
I think that's when more people show up.
Yes.
So some of the activities that we do are we host CAD usually collaborates with other departments here at MUT, like MUT Sports. We usually help them with the MUT Sports Community Cup, MUT Sports Schools Community Cup. They bring schools from MLazi, high schools from MLazi, based off of their academic performance from the previous year, the matriculants. Then those schools are selected to come and play and compete against each other to win prizes. They get them here through my buses while I MUT. They literally fetch them. They provide them with their kits. They make sure that they're well fed. And it's all very exciting stuff. We've got the Green Initiative for Climate Change.
Yes,
we also focus on climate change.
Yes.
And I think I remember while we were still starting out, one of our first events was hosting the Minister of Sports, Ogeti McKenzie.
Okay.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, yes, I think I was there. I think I was there at that event, yes.
Yeah, so exciting stuff. A lot of exciting. In fact, the reason why we were even at Parliament is because of Team Yalapa, ECEAD.
What?
Yeah, they're the ones.
Shout out to them, hey.
Shout out to them. Yeah, so there's a lot of things there. There's a lot going on. And I don't think that you can and not know what to do. Mm-hmm. There's something for everyone, and all suggestions and ideas are welcome.
So for somebody who would like to join, what would you say to them, and when are the recruitment dates? What do they look like? Do you guys know?
The recruitment dates, I think the MUT website posted them. But you can still volunteer anytime. Mom Tavila's door is closed, but it's open.
Okay.
You can enter even if it's closed.
Okay.
So what you do, you go to Seme Hall, near Seme Hall.
Okay.
And then their offices are there.
All right.
You can ask for Mom Tobile, Mom Sena, Dr. Shuzi. Everyone can assist you. They're just friendly and welcoming.
Beautiful. I think I'm going to join in.
You can.
I have a lot on my plate, but I'll squeeze it in somewhere.
Today we had an orientation.
Okay.
We hosted like more than 30 people. More than half of them signed up today to join.
Really?
Yes.
Is it that nice?
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
We can't speak about that.
Yes. It's a beautiful conversation. I really enjoyed having you guys. It's sad that we have to cut it short today. Gobasino, Dr. Amalia, who's coming up next. Personally, I'll go down there. And I'll be the first one to sign up tomorrow morning. I promise. We had Usbonga Gonke, Zigalala, and Usisu Sandra Setu Mampuru, Eurotakwa, Limpopo, Wanaruna. Agir?
No.
How? So you have it, beautiful family. My name's Amalishone Grace Ramakayalo. It's been a beautiful, beautiful debate amongst the group. Do you want to guys say goodbye? Nivalele Nina. Gingan Kulumeli.
Okay, I would just like to say thank you for tuning in to MET Radio. Keep tuning in. This girl is amazing.
Thank you.
She is amazing. She is killing it right now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. There you have it, beautiful people. That was Usisu Sthandwa Sethu Mampuru. Now you, Mr. Zigalala. Sibonga Gonke. It is the talk show. It happens every Monday to Friday from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m., excluding Thursdays, where it is from 4 p.m. until 5 p.m. The time is exactly 7 minutes before the top of the hour. I've been Malishana Grace Ramukailawane on Masotho, Atlayang Eastern Cape. Giduti kenale matsibitsibi ngwanaeso. Oska tshuwa. How down nache? Giduti ketswere matsibitsibi. It's a beautiful show. Let's continue. I'll be standing in for the next week. For Enago Sisus Nintantla, Wagatele, I hope I'm getting the surname right. But between the two, I hope we continue the conversations across all social media platforms at MET Radio Official, across Instagram.
This is an MET Radio podcast.